It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class. They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Go on today.
The past is the past.
Can't worry about the past, cause that was yesterday.
Salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:02 p.m. The day, May the 6th. Or to you non-nerds, that's May the 5th. May the 4th be with you, just passing. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com, which can only mean one damn thing. That you are here for the King of Kings, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. How are you doing? This is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, and we are going to have a great day. A great, great day. First off, let's just come right out of the fucking box and start off with Avengers, right? Yes, went out, saw that movie. Did you see it? You need to. I'll keep it spoilerless, but I'll just say, suffice it to say, should I say, that it's a good movie, man. It's really good. Dave Spader delivered in a way that I knew that he would. He brought a energy and a personality to Ultron that I don't think anybody else could have brought. He brought Dave Spader to Ultron, and that was amazing. You know, a lot of people are complaining that, you know, it was too, as a menacing robot, whatever. He was a little bit too lighthearted and funny. But absolutely not, man. That's what happens when Tony Stark, I guess, creates your program. You know, you get a little bit of that Tony Starkerism in you. And it was well done from beginning to end. The only thing that lost me personally, and this is a part of the movie that people generally liked, and I guess maybe it irked me because it wasn't as explored as maybe it could have been, but there's a dream sequence in there that happens with a lot of the Avengers. I'm just like, it's really out of place. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what this is trying to tell me or what it's trying to set up, with the exception of Thor's vision, which basically just sets up Avengers Infinity Wars or whatever it is. But You know, it just it was really out of place. And that was the only problem that I had with the movie overall. But other than that, it was again, it was a great watch. Definitely worth your finances if you're not a Avengers or Marvel or nerd fan. And if you are, well, then it's the best money you'll ever spend on a movie. So highly recommend it. Later on in today's show, we're going to talk about Alyssa Marie. We're going to play a video that she recently dropped on YouTube. I don't know why we don't get any Alyssa Marie love at the show, man. We don't get no music. We don't get no drops. You know what I'm saying? We need to work on that. We need to work on that. We used to. We did. We've reached out and gotten things. But we need to create a relationship where we are constantly in the loop. I want to be the number one spot that you people can come to and listen to shit. I want to be the number one spot that you can get the good first impressions from. I want to be the number one motherfucking spot, period. On internet radio, on fucking YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. I want to be the number one, and we're going to work on that. So you got to listen, Marie. We're going to talk about a lot of shit, I'm supposing, you know, because that's what I do. I chit-chat, you know. Going to talk a little bit about stupid people at my job, which I work in the restaurant industry, as most of you know. My day job, should I say. We're going to talk about people. Stop going out. So, yeah, man, we have an amazing show planned. Let's get started with Jeff Turner, Straight From The Door, featuring Obey Zion. I mean, what else needs to be said? Just listen. Because you already know what time it is.
Try to control it, but the beast is morphing. Welcome to the jungle, please proceed with caution. What happened to them days of recess so fortunate? No more outside games, re-release endorphins. Endorse with them Fortune 500 corporates forcing it. Course, it's gonna reach your chore list. On every game, every movie, every song. And they got the nerve to ask me why I drink so often. Please fuck off and... Straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Straight from the dough, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. They know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough, hit you straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know, I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Straight from the weak sauce rappers, go right for the fame. I swerve right through your lane with the same viciousness with which. Got Tyson in the name, your whole life is in vain. How your kids, they got food on the table, but you got ice in your chain. I guess I shouldn't blame, cause Freddy was a really good dude. Shot twice in the brain. I swear I give a fuck about your Ruby Bezos. These rappers so full of shit, get they booty shepherd. Talents on a newbie level, plus your favorite cereal is probably Fruity Pebbles. If I ain't no better, I would think you the devil. Crossing up the defense like I'm Boston in a pee. Ain't it funny how you balling, but you cheap. So much fire in the waters of my bones, smoke daily. Shit, I call it awesome of the sea. God show me how awful so awful it could be. So my philosophy is deep. Great leaders been gangster shit. They was walking on the sea. I'm bringing something that they thought to be deceit. Feeling like the ones that need hope get ignored. Woke up in the Bugatti, full back asleep in the Ford. But can you even afford? I pay what you owe. I'm an ace in the hole. You ain't know. Hit 'em straight from the dough. Let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. You ain't know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the dough. No, let a motherfucker know. I'ma hit you straight from the dough. Hit you straight from the.
Thank you. on the back, just relaxing with my feet. I ain't feeling like a dream. Trying to do my thing, but check out they finally see. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got Trigger, Breezy, and Missy Elliott. Pharrell, push your team down on the beach, repping the East. If you're looking at this, you might see me. Come up on the list, it's Virginia's top guys. But hey, I'm still on the right. Okay, one more time.
gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry, ain't gotta worry, worry, ain't gotta worry, ain't gotta worry, worry, worry. That was Kamali with Gone. You ain't gotta worry about me. I'm all burpy. Beer drinking, you know what I mean? I have the illustrious privilege of being an intelligent person that knows that all rap isn't bad. And I happen to follow on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube some very awesome artists. And you might remember a young lady by the name of Alyssa Marie. We've played some of her music on the show before. I want to take you to I want to play some of her music that we played in the past. I want to play two songs. I want to play you, I believe one is Push, if I'm not mistaken. And the other one is Mr. Lamar. For those of you guys who don't remember, Kendrick Lamar dropped a verse that was very, in the eyes of us New Yorkers, very controversial. A lot of responses were made in kind to him being, to his claim that he is the best, he's the king of New York, being from the West. So she had done a response, so to speak, non-response, and then Push, I will speak for itself, a very, if this is a song that I believe it is, it's a very nice song. It's featuring Lady Essence and a rapper by the name of, or a singer, I'm sorry, by the name of Christina. So let's start with Push. We'll go to Mr. Lamar. We'll talk a little bit more about Alyssa Marie, and then we'll get into the idea of the evolution of hip-hop. We'll talk a little bit more about Mr. Lamar. We'll play this song that kind of sparked her being a topic on today's show. And we're going to have some good times. Okay, so this is Push, featuring Lady Essence and Christina by Alyssa. And then up next is going to be, after it, is going to be Mr. Lamar. So sit back, strap in, put your headphones on, turn, crank the shit up to 10. Shut the fuck up, everybody else in the background not listening, because the people who are listening are in for a treat.
Trying to saturate my scars, and I'm sick of all these rappers with exaggerated bars. Where these gimmicks getting shine at a faster rate than stars, and I'm trying to fill the beat with a lacerated heart. Cause, well, the meaning of it's clear to me. Reality is blurred, but I'm dreaming of it clearly. These labels wanna rape you, and these artists wanna stare for me. Cause everything I see to use been educated fearlessly. I'm weary of this business and cautious to pursue it, but lyrically I'm in it, cause I'm nauseous when they do it. When I know I'm straight fire, and I'm better than your man. Since you taught this finger painting the Picasso on the canvas, you wreck execs, get less respect for lowering the standards. Pressing on my neck, feel this oppression like a hammer. Pounding on my head, and I swear to be gon' go away. Thought the sound was dead, but now it's glowing like a solar ray. Tell you why I'm better, cause they felt was just so overpay. Elitists ain't ingenious, and they need us to control the game. The road is paved, I know the way, but women ain't promoted here. Let's we shaking asses, making masses think we're only here to service, viewing pleasure, feel the pressure from patrolling peers. Not our appearance, but our lyrics that you've grown to fear. But hold your ears, dear, listen real close. Now it's Lady E, A, Marie, and K. So now.
Be damned if I don't pay it. So keep pushing me, but I will never say die.
Travel
pleasure in presence, insult in essence, and a goal that's a lesson for the road to acceptance. Whether for themselves or predicaments they're in, listen close to the message, but still won't accept us in the current to the mainstream. Until they know for sure the blood is in our veins green, so they know that we'll supply whatever they demand to profit. Body to the soul, but mind is never taken. But we shaking hands, following our pride, trying to make the friends to benefit us. Following the line that was drawn, but it's time to cross it. They want to sign across it, but I read between it. See the meaning when they hide it. Cautious in the hierarchy, are we trying to be the final piece to fit into the puzzle they designed it, so they finally see the
Alyssa Marie
waiting on? Yes, but it ain't what they expect.
Push.
The missing piece that changes all the rest when it's fit into the puzzle. The addition that switches what they had figured the bigger picture would be when they finished it, but it isn't. Instead of changing to be marketable, listen, we can change what's seen as marketable. Vision of the vision of the artificial into what's art and what's official. There's a difference, but it's hard to see the issue when they're caught up in the gender. So focused on anatomy, they're missing what's supposed to matter. It's only what the rapper sees.
Right. Dance hall, keep my head high. Stay strong, don't ever let them see me cry.
Mr. Lamar, listen, for all the rappers mad cause you missed them a piss, cause they thought your list wasn't finished. That horror feelings of bitterness, hearts that littered with scars from the written bars that they took to it. Looking too far and intricately into it, see everyone gonna be quick to diss. Be ready to get it in 50-50, spitter and to both. You knew that that shit was risky. Some people who miss on a slitter for this and the people you listed to the irrelevant rapper you didn't consider when thinking you skipping deliberately. And the ignorant ones are screaming out blasphemy. Kendrick King in New York, but from Cali, where you going, Cassidy? And that's where half of these problems spawn, when they heard the words but ignored the context and react, but they got it wrong. Like you calling out Rocky Sean, Jay Electron, Drake and the rest of them. Sure, but you really making the best of them surface, cause nothing's making the rapper snap on the record worse. The name drops in a verse that leads to public and personal. Every one of us cursed with competitive pens and Perrier's ego. We said he better than me, he'll never again. But in the end, the competition's the only thing that could save us, making sure we're so high. Even heaven's left in our angel dust. How the game became what it was. Hunger, pain, plague in the stomach. A bar is paving the way with their blood. So wake up. I think that's the message Kendrick intended. If not, I'll send it myself. Been through hell, adventuring bench, having to prove that I'm better before ever touching the field. So I know from experience you won't grow with nothing to build. That's why we're stuck in a steel frame. Who cares about who's the realest? Who's rocking the realest chain? Whose pocket is spilling change? Who's dropping the illest lyrics? Whose words are you really feeling? Whose flow is the most appealing? For real, the ceiling's low. Nobody's standing to raise it when there's no challenge. We're stagnant when there's no talent to outshine and no balance to keep. It's about time that we reach to a change in spite of each other too. And if it means we're speaking their names and calling them out, sometimes you gotta be the hero in the villain mask. And narrow aiming at the throne, the narrow thinkers sitting last. But who's the joke really on? Silly pawns, we can say appreciate it, but you won't until it's gone. It's the Lamar. If I'm wrong and that song was only the flex, you still lit a spark in this drama. For that you owe the respect, for that we owe you the debt. And we'll pay it with change, not with a dollar. Not gonna follow their ways with the same pace as the race. I'm dropping them all, Maltese to the Rottweiler. Got leashes and shot collars, no peace for the shot callers. Call it beef, I'm okay with that, cause I'll always try to make it that. But they took our lane, we just wanna take it back. And maybe that's how we should take his verse. In every game, a little competition makes the players work. So let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's. Yeah, and this is hip hop. You must have forgot that. I got up for big shots of pop rap, corner freestyle, and Tommy Rhymes.
Mofo. That was Alyssa Marie. That was Mr. Lamar. And fuck yeah, dude. So recently, she just dropped a single record called The Evolution of Hip Hop. Super well done, super amazing. We're going to go ahead, we're going to get into that song, we're going to play that song, and then we're going to talk about the idea of an evolution or a de-evolution. You know, we've talked about that in the past, at least I have, should I say, about, you know, I feel like hip-hop is de-evolution, de-evolving. De-evolutionizing is really what I wanted to say. That hip-hop is devolving. But we'll talk about that idea in this song and this point of view that Alyssa Marie presents. I need you guys to listen to it. It's done over 31 different beats. Like I said, it's about 6 minutes long. And what's really awesome about the whole thing is that not just that it's done in over 31 different beats, and you know, the style changes every so subtly for each beat, but it's the fact that it's a continuous, it's a story, you know. And I've often criticized artists for not being able to tell stories anymore, you know. And it is a beginning to end tale of the evolution of hip-hop done in hip-hop, and it's just, it's flooring, it's mind-blowing, and it is truly impressive. So we'll listen to the evolution, we'll listen to Evolution of Hip-Hop by Alyssa Marie, and then we will talk about the idea of an evolution, or I guess de-evolution of hip-hop as it may be. So we're playing this right off of YouTube, so it may be glitchy. I hope not. But you can never really be sure. So just be ready to bear with us, because as any of you know, my equipment could be a better. You know what I mean. So.
So, of course, when you have a genre whose current day figures are more popular than its forefathers, the current day culture is going to be different than the culture the genre started out in. Styles of music go through a lot of change and evolution, sonically and ideologically, over decades of time.
Take it back to 30 years ago. Well, after the masses first heard rap blast, when they turned their stereo, saying it's nothing more than a phase, they don't want to hear it. Fast forward to today, is it change? Sure, but barely though. The clothes they wear and the slang change, the stereotype tater was saying the same. The further the years would go, the more that we let it define us instead of rejecting it. Question if it's dead or alive. When we set the barrier, what was clearly ahead of its time had begun dwindling. Switching abundant thinkers for dumb simpletons. Numb middlemen butchered their vision with tongues crippled from running them. Thumbs twiddling, wondering when if he's done rippling, riveting to the media. These inner city kids influencing pop culture easier, and they're watching them eat it up before they got greedier, realizing they needed us. Yet we're seen as an immediate threat for keeping in check. They need to protect suburban American youth from hearing the music that will bury their views, bury the truth when it's still alive, before they're aware of it too. And until it dies, they're moving up, vilified. At that time, they were the enemy, holding us back. We fought together even though it was whack. And when they saw the status quo that it had, they pretend to be the one to have our back. When their motive was cash, and yeah, they knew that. They wanna control them, they told them too bad. No soul sold for a few stacks, they don't need to do that. Cause if hip-hop makes it, it'll be true rap. Grassroots from the streets to reach middle class speakers with boom bap. And that's exactly the way they did it. They made it to radio play with nothing but drum and bass. Innovative lyrics created a lane and a way to fit in this industry. Made a difference in music forever, making this nation listen. It went from 0 to 70, from serial enemy to carry the hero identity. Entering unprepared mentally, begin to feel they move like centipedes. 1,000 steps and barely get an inch ahead of six. They gotta start to sell dance records with the answer, it ain't hard to tell. Labels dangle in that shiny deal, they knew the bargain well. Play the target like a fool and make them think they're smart as hell, like they got it all themselves. Started making a market, a genre they thought would never go farther than those apartments and project corners they cipher on. For better or worse, if it's right or wrong, went beyond what most of them might have wanted. Brought it to the middle of
an upper class who were fascinated. Half of them would mimic black culture, the other half would hate it, but still were infatuated. Afraid, so they labeled it as a dangerous fad that would fade. But the fans were advocating, debating their case, convinced that it had a place in a wave to the industry. They can say that it's just a phase, but they knew better. Got too clever for their games, it's a new era. These fools better get it straight. At the same time, it seemed the way that they rhyme began aligning with how the media portrayed their minds as vibrant and ignorant. What initially was repelled, did they hear it so many times that they now believe it themselves? Well, it's all just speculation. Call it whatever, it's the art of regulation, reshaping the artist's reputation. Maybe they saw rap game struggle a voice and decided they can't provide it with that much of a choice. Young boys up in the hood want to be like their favorite rappers, and a positive role model means they might just make it past it. But the fact is, the nation needs a lower class to function. Did they sign ignorant rappers to ensure the cycle was running? Was it natural evolution? Was it rappers selling their soul, or was it white America touching the music, getting control? Hell if I know, there's no way to tell. Some listeners hoping it well, singing the state of the game getting better. The rest of them saying it's going to hell. But all we can say, at the end of the day, is a change. Whatever it's worth, then it will again. Instead of complaining, just let it be work, cause staying the same's remaining stagnant. Breaking and tagging, turning, twerking and Twitter posts mad. The battling off the top became rehearsing a written flow. So is it different? With no doubt. For sure, this rappers are sold out, and a lot that would've, that took it their own route. While the radio catered to pop, but the underground drop shit for every taste in hip-hop. They wanna sing, it's not the same, like that's a problem. That it came from the bottom, and made it to be so big, the entire nation was vibing, it spread to the whole world. But the sake of desire, cause the roots grew to a tree, too big to be confined into a single lane. And it's strange, each class and race got a place in rap to be done, but they're mad everything has changed. They'd rather it stay the same, say it's the death of rap. I say it's the growth of music, if we could redirect the path, nothing can set us back, except my own surrender. Agendas molding together, eventually there's no contenders left to go against us. They enter with no defenses. Tools is their only weapon. They say it's to fix the problem, but really they throw the wrench in, but won't make excuses. Lately I know a lot's wrong, but to say that rap's dead and point to the radio and the pop songs like Baby Got Back and Protect Your Neck were both hits in the same moment, showing us popping. Raw records can coexist and we can figure how to even it out when it's sinking deeper down, breathing its mouth to keep it from drowning. Found a piece of my belief in the sound, a place where I can keep my mind's in the sky with my feet on the ground. Now, I'm not saying I'm happy with rap's current state. Sad to get some love and hate weight. Some of us carry a chariot for the fake. For the real getting the trash heap, suffocating every breath of fresh air, and they do it gladly. If you ask me, the balance is crucial. Everyone don't use their music in the same fashion that you do. Some want a track they can move to, some want some balls they can think to, some want a vibe they can feel, others want a song they can sing to. And if all they want is a single, there's room for all of that. Art is subjective, the same quality making you call shit dope makes someone call it whack. That's the beauty of having so many avenues. Every rapper has room for their craft, and the fans can grab and choose. The truth is, this type of music never was suited for mass appeal. Pursuing rap that's real, they want it back, but feel the douche. Their solutions kill the new shit, get us back on the airwaves. Like it ain't what stole the hunger that made it that in the first place. Not saying don't be mad, I'm saying search for that silver lining. Relax, it's time, our fate isn't set, we're still deciding. Rep that boom back to the death, yo. But yeah, I still bump that new rap in my headphones. Respect, cause not all of us are radio artists. It's why I'm thankful to indie music for making a market, and y'all for playing the part. And looking back to the start, it was born as underground. Life is all the cycles that run, and this one has come around. If the methods bury the trends, well, the fact's obvious. If that's the lock securing the win, we don't have a shot in this option. It's you won't care till it ends in a rap apocalypse. Laugh like we're not near it again, and that's what your problem is. The model to this madness is count your damn blessings. Billion artists at our fingertips, so what's the transgression? Write your post complaining about the famous music that ain't dope, or bring light to what you feel is real. Who will you promote,
Seems kind of ridiculous and short-sighted to say the people of one culture can't participate in or enjoy the art form of another culture, when the mere fact that someone in Korea might want to make hip-hop music is a reflection of the power of music, its ability to transcend cultural boundaries and influence and inspire people who might be completely unfamiliar with the culture the music was born in.
We find that that track right there in and of itself, what's going on MOA in the room, is amazing. And it touches on a lot of different subjects. And it's a fluid story. You know, it's a comprehensive vision and telling of what hip hop was, what it could be, what it is, and what some feels that it should be, And for the most part, you know, if that was a discussion, for example, I would agree with the majority of it. But, you know, like, for example, she talks about how, you know, the mass media, or maybe not the media or whatever, but, you know, that the powers that be saw how powerful hip hop could become and kind of implanted themselves in it to help bury the message, you know. And I talk about that often on the show, about how hip hop in its roots was about spreading awareness and spreading a message of not maybe generally positivity, but of the wrongs that are happening in the world, you know, at that, at its time, you know, whatever that time was. And it's true. A lot of people back then, when it first started to become prominent, it thought it was a phase and thought that it would just fade out, and learned very quickly that it was not. I mean, nothing that is done with such finesse and pizzazz could be a phase, you know. People thought breaking was going to be a phase. Breaking took over the fucking world, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, they thought, was going to be a phase. Hip-hop took over the world because it is an art. Anybody who thinks that it's not an art is a moron, but art takes over the world. You know, it's not like, oh, we're wearing skinny jeans. That's a fucking phase. You know what I'm saying? That's something that will come and go. But something that is a form of creation will never be something that just falls to the wayside. The idea that anybody thought that it would is baffling to me in and of itself. Like, you can't, that's like anybody who said, oh, Shakespeare is just going through a phase. You know what I'm saying? This poetry fucking play shit isn't going to last very long, you know? So, you know, to further agree with some of what she said, and I do believe that the powers that be, I don't want to say labels, I don't want to say the government, I don't want to name it and come off as the conspiracy theorist that I am, but I do believe that the powers that be saw the power that it had, and yes, that's why we do have so many fucking ignorant rappers. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have people like Migos. That's why we have people like fucking Waka Flocka. That's why we have people like French Montana and all these whack-ass fucking people, you know? It's just insane. It's insane. And the fact that the culture has changed, the fact that I can get into an argument with someone in real life and be deemed and be told that I am wrong because I have stated the idea of a freestyle, which is something that is off the top and never written, when in a debate with someone who believes that a freestyle is just a verse that you never used and you remember and you memorize, is baffling to me. It's fucking mind blowing. And she even touches on that subject where she says, you know, battling is something where someone rehearses a bunch of verses, contrary to just coming to the situation with us, you know, by themselves and ad-libbing the entire thing. You know, when I was in New York, when I was back in New York, and I did a bunch of Hot 97 battles, I'll never forget. I'd went to one. And one person there had lost, and I had lost. And then I went to another one. They had it in all five boroughs. And I went to another one. I'm sorry, not in all five boroughs, but they had it in multiple places, New Jersey being one of them. And then I went to another one in New Jersey. And one of the gentlemen that was at the first one that I went to in Brooklyn, who had lost, was there. And he used the same lines against me that he used against another person. And I just ate him alive. And I demolished him because it was like I was able to counteract what he had said, not only with shit that was happening in the moment, but shit that had happened in the past, and bring that up. You know what I'm saying? And tell it in such a way that it was a story, much like how Alyssa performed this piece. However, where I tend to... Anybody hear that? Did everybody hear that door opening? If you did, that's because my mic is amazing, apparently, because that shit was so far away from anything that's happening right now. It's insane. But she says that people are mad that it's changing and that, you know, they feel like it's the death of rap. Like, certain things mean the death of rap. And it's not that people are mad that it's changing. I think people like myself are mad that it's changing for the worse. And this is where I hit the debate of evolution or de-evolution. You know, when you look at music now, I listen to fun songs just as much as the next person. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Pandora. I listen to Drake's radio station. A lot of fucking shitty music comes on, but it's fun music. And that's where I tend to fall back into agreeance with this idea of evolution, because it does create different vibes and different styles and different genres and different, well, not genres, but different subgenres that people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? You've got party music, you've got mellow music, you've got your get high music, you've got your, you know what I'm saying, your chill music, you got all these, you got your breakup music, you know, you've got all these different subgenres of hip hop or rap, should I say, that is depending on the mood that you're in and what you're feeling at the time is appropriate at that time, you know what I'm saying? But it's not that we're it's changing and we're mad at the death of rap, because rap is what you do, in my opinion. I'm a firm advocate of, you know, KRS-One's point of view. I got the books, you know, I got the whole KRS-One hip-hop state of mind starter kit. And, you know, rapping is what you do. Hip-hop is the culture. Within that culture, people rap. Some people rap, absolutely. And my quarrel is that you have people like Nicki Minaj who are calling themselves hip-hop, who is clearly not hip-hop. And the reason why this bothers me, it doesn't bother me necessarily for me, okay? But it bothers me and is the reason why I have this show, is because people who listen to Nicki Minaj thinking, not knowing what hip-hop is, listening to Nicki Minaj will say, this is terrible, this is hip-hop, I hate hip-hop. And granted, be that because they're closed-minded or whatever you want to say, or however you want to paint that picture, the picture is still painted and it is, the damage is done. So you have people listening to these artists that are claiming to be hip-hop and they're not. They're here to make money. They're here to dumb us down. You know, these are the ignorant rappers. She talks about it in the beginning of the song. These are the ignorant rappers that are signed to keep us in the cycle, to keep us in the poverty loop of oppression and niggerdom and Gucci and rioting and looting and polluting and fucking rape. And you know, I listen to some of the music that I listen to on Pandora, and it's just like, yeah, it's fun. The beat's great. Some of the words are catchy and the puns are just phenomenal at times. But it's like, damn, dude. Motherfuckers rapping about, I ain't gonna catch no feelings. Like fucking being in a relationship is the worst thing in the world, you know? Like, having one woman is the worst thing in the world. Like, stealing somebody else's woman is the best thing in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? You look at the messages that are out there. How can you not be mad at that? How could you not, you know? And even she goes on to talk about how, you know, she's not happy with the state that it's in necessarily, you know, but, and it's true, it's a give or take. It's a give or take. It's a, you know, tit for tat is what it is type of situation where you just have to deal with it. And, you know, I'm just one of those people that doesn't deal with it silently. And as much as I love that song, I am that person that's like, you know, not only am I going to complain about what I think is shitty, but I'm also going to promote what I think is nice. And that's what this platform is for, because I really don't feel like hip hop is evolving. I feel like hip hop as a whole is where it was when it started a decade ago. Hip hop is the same place of where it was. The styles have evolved and changed, but it's not evolving. You know, and at best, it's devolving in the sense that people who are claiming to be hip hop as the old school dies out. And again, don't get me, I'm 30 now. because I'm not that super old school. When I came into rap, it was during the Busta Rhymes, Extinction Level Event, and Eminem era. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not that, you know, I'm a 90s child. I'm not that super fucking, but even back then there was a message. Even Tupac and Biggie and all these gangsters, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to a lot of gangster music. Dre, Snoop, you know, there were messages there that to some level was a little bit deeper than the shit we have now. There were stories being told at the very least. Ice Cube, Ice-T, you know what I'm saying? You look at those motherfuckers and you go, those are storytellers. Those are artists. You listen to the motherfuckers right now and you just go, you are a motherfucking tool. You are here for money. You just want to make money. You know what I'm saying? Catchy hooks and all that shit doesn't impress me. It's fun to listen to, but it's not music. It's not art. It's not hip hop. It's not, you know, and the idea that it could even be in the same genre, to me, it upsets me. It makes me furious because it's not. You can't have someone like, I mean, just in simple terms, let's say, for shits and giggles, you know, I don't know anything about Alyssa Marie, but the fact that you could have someone like Alyssa Marie, boom, right there, and the fact that you can have Waka Flocka, boom, right there, they're in the same fucking room. CEO of a music company goes, I want you guys to spit your best lines for me. Alyssa Marie spits fucking Push, kills it, lightning bolts and motherfucking shooting stars, and Waka Flocka just goes, flame, 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 Flocka, and then they sign him over her, makes me upset. You know what I'm saying? That's not an evolution to me, because I get that, yeah, there are going to be some people who like to listen to that, but those are going to be fucking stupid people. And personally, I don't, why placate to stupid people? You know, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Like I said, we're gonna talk about some people from my job, my day job. But why placate the stupid people? I just don't understand it. That idea is baffling to me, you know. So it's really hard to search for the silver lining, as she says, when you have these trends that are just, they're damaging to our culture as a whole, and not just the hip hop culture, but the African American culture, the Hispanic culture, the life culture, so to speak. Anybody who listens to hip hop and believes that that's the message that, or rap music, I'm sorry. Anybody who listens to rap music and believes that that's the message that hip hop is trying to send, and it's absolutely barbaric. It's terrible. That's why you have people like something. What's his name? Hannah something. Hannery and Bill O'Reilly and any newscaster anywhere, really, fucking Geraldo, all these people can say these things about hip-hop, because not only does the music say it, but then we go out and we act it, you know? And it's not, that's not good. It's not good. It's not healthy. It's not an evolution. So as much as I would like to believe that there's an evolution of hip-hop, there isn't. It's a de-evolution of hip-hop, you know, even to this day. And again, I agree with a lot of the points made in that song. I do. And it is an amazing song. But it really reopened that debate for me inside my head, because I listened to it and I listened to it again and I listened to it again. And I was like, man, this is dope. And, you know, it's a lot of valid points made there. But it's like, I'm one of those people that just has to be like, no, you can't believe this. You can't believe that this is how, you can't believe that Tyler, the Creator, was the evolution of hip hop. When you think about how people use words and how they fucking spit and tell intricate tales, when you look at Alyssa Marie is the evolution of hip-hop. And I'm really not just saying this because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get more music. I'm not saying this because she may or may not be listening. I'm not saying because her fans may or may not be listening. I'm saying this, anybody who's been watching this or listening to this show since 3 years ago when we started will know that I believe firmly that that is hip-hop. That is the evolution of hip-hop. Pure knowledge is the evolution of hip-hop. X-Phase is the evolution of hip-hop. Shit, if I had spent more time probably doing it, I could be the evolution of hip-hop as far as a different concept. And anybody, honestly, who's in the nerdcore genre is the evolution of hip-hop. Anybody who is creating a different who was creating a different platform while still telling stories and using analogies that are impressive and painting vivid pictures with words is the evolution of hip-hop. Saying the same thing over and over and over again over a simple beat for 5.5 minutes is not the evolution of hip-hop. It is a de-evolution of hip-hop, and it is damaging to the culture. It is damaging to the message, and it is damaging to who we are as who is representing us as a people in the eyes of the media, who is already out to destroy the Black American community. So I will say that, and I will leave it at that, and we will get into two tracks before we go into commercial break. Speaking of evolution of hip hop, we will get into my track Go by myself, Sir Darkside, followed up with the best single still so far. And I'm sorry, MOA, I know you're in the room and you've sent me some music, I've had a lot of good music, Jeff Turner included, and the evolution of hip hop by Alyssa Marie included. And still, we are five months in the year, and I have still not heard anything doper. And I'm talking about underground, overground, in the ground, on the ground, and above the ground. Anything doper than X-Phase's Oompa Loompa. So we're going to start with Go. And that's including my own music, and that says a lot. I'm an arrogant motherfucker. So we're going to start with Go, my track. And then we're going to get into Oompa Loompa by X-Phase. And then we're going to take a small commercial break, and we're going to be right back. I want to thank you guys. I love you guys. Every day, tuning in, tuning out, showing up, showing out. We have fun, and we're going to continue to have fun. So let's start, Go, Oompa Loompa commercials, and we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a lot more about a lot of shit. We're going to talk about this idea that Eminem is a product of white privilege, because I'm so sick and tired of niggas taking away from non-black rappers because they're fucking stupid. Go, 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 go. 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 I just wanna live life real day. But every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing tricks with the devil. This a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm getting goods and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and feeling mad best. Yeah. This life is like a merry-go, but without the merry,
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that's
what I do.
Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They're gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme reader, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme reader, you define, we get ready to cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee.
X,
if you're X, not really, X, you will X, go far.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that's
what I do.
Merc comes turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that's
what I do.
Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that's
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that's
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that's
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that's
what I do.
Got them all to ass.
Yo, 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 yo.
I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they threw's why I grew into a despicable me. And that's act, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack act. And I grab app them, then I rip them in half with a lat app. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like me, oompa, oompa, doompa dee.
X, 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 do.
Told you not to forget the
told
name.
Not to forget the name. Not
people forget the name.
Do. X, the pay, the do.
Get your X, get your pay.
Pay.
2015.
See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on the next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. They ask me what's my favorite podcast. I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DV. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that?
Iggy, now I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? There's that word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned? From your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer. No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up. Because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point, people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems f***ing crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing.
Life finds a way.
Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. I promise it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. It's not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
So, welcome back to the show on MoreLikeRadio.com. I am your master of ceremonies, Johnny Five, aka Sir Darkside. Talking to MOA2K15 in the chat room, trying to get him on the Xbox One bus so he can get his ass whooped in some Mortal Kombat, but he's got all his excuses about why he can't get his ass whooped. Talking about bills and moving and shit, and I'm like, come on, bruh. Come on. So I told him to go be a server and talk about a segue. Let me ask you guys. You guys, I'm sure, go out a lot. Feel free to respond on the Facebook or Twitter. When you go out, is your goal to be a dick or not? Like, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? We had a situation at the restaurant that we didn't have any servers scheduled all day. All fucking day. Day to night. Not a single server. Not a single luxury. Don't know how that happened. The reasoning behind it. This brother, man, done said him and Devorah gonna give me these hands. First of all, Devorah sucks. I eat Devorah for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all day, every day, 24/7, all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just remember that, my good man. But anyway, speaking of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, segue! So, we didn't have any servers for breakfast, lunch, or a dinner. And we had to, you know, make do. We had to call some people in and whatever, whatever. We had to make it work. So the restaurant that I'm working in is struggling. You can see it's struggling. Like, you come in there and you go, damn, I'm a customer. I ain't never worked in the industry before, but I'm looking around. Everybody's sweating. There's a lot of panic. The manager has got the chef coat on. He's sweating. He's also got the dishwasher robe on. He told me they're on an hour wait. The motherfucking place is struggling. I'm going to go somewhere else probably. That's probably my best bet. Or if I'm going to stay here, I'm going to have the patience to hang around. But doesn't happen that way. Niggas go out. I had one lady pull me aside and she goes, do you realize you're incredibly understaffed? And I'm like, no, bitch, didn't realize that. Really? You mean to tell me that three servers isn't the necessary amount of servers that we should have on a Sunday afternoon after all you motherfuckers come out of church? You mean to tell me you're not having a great time right now? You're not getting excellent fucking service even though the restaurant is packed and we only have three servers all fucking day and two managers? You mean to tell me this isn't the appropriate number of motherfucking servers? I had no idea. Then she goes on to tell me, well, I never ran a restaurant before, but I'm just saying y'all should have people on call. And that's at that point I kind of snapped. I was like, oh, on call. You're so right. Why didn't I think of that? I will take that into deep consideration. You are so fucking smart, Church Nancy Gray. Sister Abigail, bitch. So after that little ordeal happens, another table pulls me aside. We've got a new dish. It's a lamb chop. It's served fucking medium rare. Servers let the customers know, hey, this served medium rare. So we're just giving you a heads up. You might not want to have it because, you know, you're black and we know how niggas like shit well done. So this particular table goes, oh no, medium rare is perfect. That's how I like my meat cooked. So we bring her out a medium rare lamb. She pulls me aside and she tells me, they told me it would be cooked medium rare. But this is rare. I can't eat this. And I explained to her and I was like, well, no, ma'am, actually, it's rare closer to the bone because it's closer to the motherfucking bone. When you cook something and it has a bone, the closer to the bone it gets, the less cooked it becomes. Fucking medium rare. Well, she tells me, well, medium rare to me is when it's cooked throughout with a tiny bit of pink in the middle. And I said, oh, that's no problem, ma'am. You wanted yours done medium well. She stops me and goes, hey, you the chef. So medium rare to you and medium rare to me is going to be different because you know what's going on back there. But I'm telling you what it is to me. And I was like, what you should have said was fucking nothing. And just smiled and said, oh, I did not know that. Because you dumb cunt. Fucking medium rare is the same everywhere else in every other restaurant except for in your kitchen. So if you want to go ahead and make your own goddamn lamb chop. The point is this. Why are niggas so stupid? Like, you led your argument with, I'm a dumbass. The moment you said, well, look, you the chef. So fucking medium rare to you and medium rare to me is going to be different. Like, that's like me saying to a professor, 2 + 2 = 2. And him going, well, actually, 2 + 2 = 4. And me going, you know what? You the motherfucking teacher, the mathematician up here, okay? So 2 + 2 to you is going to be different than 2 + 2 to me. But 2 + 2 to me is motherfucking 2. Like, in no other profession are you treated the way that my profession is treated. And it's just, it's mind baffling, like, how stupid people can be. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. Niggas, stop being stupid. Learn some shit. Instead of rioting, maybe you motherfuckers should riot a motherfucking library. Loot a library. Steal some goddamn books. You're over there stealing laptops and bikes and shit. And then post it on Twitter. So you already have proven how stupid you are. Look at this nice ass laptop I stole from fucking Best Buy. Motherfucker, your Twitter handle has your real motherfucking name. You've got your address in your bio. You've let them know everything about you. And then you wonder how the motherfucking police found you. Nigga, they tracked your goddamn wire, your connection, your internet connection. Okay? You're an idiot. Why would you do that? Steal and be humble about it, you dumb fuck. Loot a motherfucking library. Learn some shit. Learn the fucking temperatures of goddamn the cooks of meat, you dumbasses. Speaking of dumbasses, Dr. Boyce Watkins says hip-hop purists will be the ones to decide who the king of hip-hop is. And to that degree, I agree with her. However, she also says hip-hop, Eminem, is a product of white privilege. And let's just read this article. As you know, I get my information from hiphopdx.com, your number one source in motherfucking hip-hop news or bullshit, hiphopdx.com. During an interview with Blad TV, Dr. Boyce Watkins offered praise to Eminem on his artistry, but also stated that the Detroit, Michigan rapper is a little bit of a product of white privilege. The author, political analyst, shared his thoughts. Okay, first off, you're a he, and your name is Boyce Watkins, so you already have lost all credibility. But the author and political analyst shared his thoughts on Eminem after he was asked if Eminem is the king of hip-hop. Dr. Watkins chuckled at the question before offering a stern no. He then went on to break down the reasons why he feels Eminem is in fact a product of white privilege. And we're going to break it down for you right here. Only on morelikeradio.com, verbally with Johnny Five and My Time Now. Mr. Dr. Watkins says, I like Eminem, though, as a rapper. The first time I ever heard him, back in the 90s, I thought he was a great artist. Eminem is as true of a lyricist as you're going to see. And he's also great because he shows respect to those who came before him. So he's not Iggy Azalea or whatever. He's a guy that I think at the core of his heart, he's not a wigger. But he's not a white boy. He's just who he is. And to me, I think that Eminem, to some extent, is a little bit of a product of white privilege for two reasons. One, he does get a little bit of that Elvis effect. I mean, you're a white rapper. You're as good as the black guy. People are going to love you more because you're white. The other thing about Eminem that I think is an artifact of white privilege is that Eminem gets something that a lot of black artists don't get. He gets to be a pure and true artist. Eminem, if you listen to his music, he raps about everything that's in his soul and in his spirit. There's not sort of this very programmatic, predictable, continual music that comes from him, where he's always talking about the same thing. And so, what I see with a lot of artists who've become corporatized is just sort of the same old stuff. And it gets old after a while. Dr. Watkins was later asked if Eminem selling 50 million more records than Jay-Z would make the Motor City Lyricist the king of hip-hop, and he explained that the king of hip-hop would be decided by hip-hop purists and the hip-hop community and not through album sales. Album sales should never define who the best artist is. True. There are some artists who are so extraordinary that they can sell one record and everybody would still consider them to be the best of the best. If you're looking at it in terms of the king of hip hop, of who the king of hip hop is, I think that would be best decided more amongst the hip hop purist in the hip hop community. And I agree with that. Now, this idea that Eminem is not subject to the, or wasn't subject to the same rules of other artists is ridiculous. When you look at, I mean, I don't know exactly what this gentleman is saying, but when you look at Lupe, Lupe's not rapping about the same shit every other nigga's rapping about, and he still has to go through that corporate, you know, that corporate side. I mean, M's not rapping about the same shit niggas rap about, but he still goes through his corporate phase. He's got a lot of those songs. He talks about it in his songs. He goes through the same shit, you know. And no, he's not a Iggy Azalea, but you know, he, and yes, he does show respect, but I don't think that his success is due in any part to the fact that he's a white rapper. I can kind of understand, to be honest with you, that idea that, damn, this white dude is killing it. I remember the first time I heard Eminem, that honestly is what I thought. This white dude is killing it. Honky got flow. You mean to tell me this nigga is rapping and he's white? Oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? Those are some of the things I'm sure that I said when I was in high school and I first heard Eminem. But I mean, as you grow up and you mature and you evolve, you realize that, damn, this motherfucker's just a talented individual who is doing what he does best, and that is fucking murdering beats. That is telling a story, painting a vivid picture with words, and having fun while doing so. And that is the difference maker. This idea that white people get this benefit, or that they're this guest, or that they're this, you know what I'm saying, that because they're not black or Hispanic, they don't belong in hip-hop, is nonsense. It's absolutely tyranny, tyrannical fucking bullshit. You know, you got motherfuckers like Jamar talking all this nonsense about how white people are a guest in hip-hop, and someone should slap his fucking teeth out of his mouth. You know, this idea is absolutely ludicrous, and it holds no true bearing in what hip-hop is as a whole and the way that it started, which is spreading a message and telling a story. And that is the fucking what, you know, Eminem may not spread the best fucking messages, but he sure as hell tells great stories. And that, to me, is what hip-hop should be. Let's get into this Olivia Louise joint, man, and then we'll get into Max Star with Real Hip Hop. He'll paint you a nice little story, and then we'll get back into some more news, some more shit that we want to talk about, some more stuff we got to get off our chest. But this is Olivia Louise. This is Be a Man. This is awesome. This is good times. It's a great day to be black in America. I'm not afraid.
nothing. Headphones, mic right in front of me. True hip-hop head, that's how it's always gonna be. The era's always golden as long as a nigga's rapping. We crafting gems in the studio and making shit happen. Y'all know, we keeping that true shit afloat. The era that I'm from, niggas had to be dope. But got this, got this, there's no second guessing. Your big mouth chef, yeah. It's time to learn a lesson. Rewind back before the skinny jeans and skirts and cast a post up. Back before the stacks of catalogs, tracks and no cuts. Yeah. My era can't compare to the era y'all prepare for. I guess we the OGs, man. I'm only 30 though. My roots thickin', through truth spittin'. No matter who listens, deck spinning on 212s and drop the boost. I'm navigation to turn up, we're slammed by the Onyx. While we talking that jazz, like we're quoting Stetsasonic. Take it back to sample base and rapping grades instead of corporate face and coaches race. Yeah. Now the foundation. I only hope this track is a little breath of truth. A real hip hop.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
1973 hip hop's full burst in the Bronx. Shout out to DJ Kool Herc, and I'm number one. Wait, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. So that means that I blaze mics with no concept of stage fright. While you hate life, I'ma take flight. You can't turn up the hype like the great white. Sooner or later, it will stop. Break life. Figures is limitless. I ain't the fake type. No, my vigorous is venomous like a snake bite. We will never flip flop. So put your hands up if you love hip hop. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop? Get ready for blast off. This is last call. Ask y'all, who do you think's responsible for rap's fall? Is it the crack? Me the niggas that rap soft. Materialistic rappers is bragging their ass off. This is the black star. Back to my roots flow. Under the asphalt. Only the truth know. A lot of golden era. They know it's better. It's the equivalent of sending extra two dimes. But the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted to show whatever. To get her to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16. You was scared to ask the data. Before the prison industry plan to assassinate her.
Right.
Before Bio 106 made her a ratchet banger.
Right.
Before the boom injection and YouTube selection. Look at the transfer to the new school depression with glasses and sessions. So don't give me you fools unless
you're black. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Yeah. And it's just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip hop. That's that real hip hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions. And a few shout outs to some folks that have paved the way for artists like myself and the others. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls, R.I.P. Tupac Shakur, R.I.P. Big L, Jam Master J, Mac Dre, R.I.P. Pimp C, R.I.P. Big Proof, Big Pun. And many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries at Jedi Mind Tricks, Eminem, D12. And the list goes on. Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre. Man, the list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah. All those people I named, that's real hip-hop. And of course,
mics and turntables. Mics and turntables. Mics and turntables. Mics and turntables.
Mics and turntables.
Max Star. Ha. Black. EQ. Yellow black. Real. Here. Ha. Speaking of real hip hop, man, Immortal Technique was wanted as a presidential running mate. And let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have never voted. I don't plan on voting. Voting has never been a thing in my mind. It's never been something that I cared about. I don't think that it matters. I don't think that, you know, I could go on and on for all the reasons why I don't vote. But if fucking Immortal Technique was a motherfucking contender in the fucking voting game, I would be all over that shit, yo. Presidential hopeful Jill Stein is looking for a running mate. The Green Party representative mentioned in an interview with Dig of Boston that she's considered asking Immortal Technique to run alongside her.
Excuse me.
In the 2016 presidential election. He's a friend, but I don't think he was born in the United States, so he can't do it. She told Boston-based news site. I've spoken with him, though. I love Immortal Technique. He has great ideas. We need to hear from more people like him, and that's so fucking true. Although Immortal Technique meets most of the requirements to run, at least 35 years old, and have been in the United States for 14 years, he is not a natural-born citizen of the U.S. He was born in Lima, Peru. Stein, however, ran for office during 2012, choosing anti-poverty activist Sherry Hankala as her running mate. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, that would be so fucking tight, though. Furthermore, what is this bullshit-ass rule? You gotta be born in the fucking United States. What the fuck does that goddamn matter? Like, seriously? What does that matter? Half the mother, it just promises the dumb, fucking, corrupt, mind-polluted, old, greasy, money-grabbing, money-hungry, ignorant, indignant-ass white motherfuckers are going to be continuously our presidents for the next fucking millennia until there are no more, you know what I'm saying, or at least purebreds in this fucking country, and by then it'll probably be too fucking late. You look at the state of the world right now, what's going on in Baltimore, what's going on in Madrid or Maldives or some weird place. People are rising up, and it's not the good kind of rising up, because I don't feel like a lot of it is justified in the sense of how extreme that it is. You don't loot CVS because a cop killed a nigga. You loot the police station. If a bunch of niggas just attacked a police station, I'd say that's fucked up. But I'd be like, okay, well, that's what you get for killing, you know, unarmed black people. But they don't do that. Yeah, they've beat up a couple cops. They've torn up. They set on ablaze a couple cop cars. But your overall message is lost when you steal a bunch of Nike shoes and a computer. You fucking... So all I'm saying is, I don't understand why he has to be American-born, but that would be so tight if fucking Immortal Technique was vice president. Speaking of police brutality, Chance the Rapper says that it's important to be informed about police brutality, and I absolutely agree with him. Chance often impresses me with his lyrics, his flow, and his ideologies. Chance the Rapper says that it is important for public figures to get the facts on police brutality. I think as a black man, I have a responsibility to have knowledge and have an opinion, Chance says in an interview with Complex posted today, May 5th. I don't necessarily think as a person of influence that it's always my job to influence people regarding my opinion. I try to explain to people a lot. There's no singular black experience, boom, or black opinion, boom, or black thought. And those things right there are fucking key to living our lives as black Americans in this country. And for you as black Americans living in this country, me, I'm fucking Caribbean American, and people always like, well, they see you and they see black. And I'm like, that's their issue. Your issue with what I say about myself is your issue. Their issue and how they see me is their issue. But what I am, born and raised, is a fucking Caribbean. I am here. I'm American. I am Caribbean American. Caribbean black American. Sure, you want to say that? We can go for that. But the fact of the matter is how I view myself, because this is what I am. It's my fucking culture. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me what my culture is. I don't care how anybody else sees me either. So the idea of him saying there's no singular black experience or black opinion or black thought is fucking tits to me. We are united in a lot of experiences because I'm a black man. The life that I live is a part of the black experience, but it's not something I can just pass off as the ultimate. We're just going to take a moment of silence for that shit because, I mean, do you guys understand what's happening there? You guys, do you understand what he's saying? I'm going to rerun that shit back. Just so that you can fully understand it. Because I'm a black man, the life that I live is a part of the black experience, but it's not something I can just pass off as ultimate. The Chicago artist says that his platform is not always the proper place to share information related to crime and justice. I think it's important for me to be qualified to have an opinion on it and to be informed, but I don't necessarily think using my platform is always the right thing, Chance says. It's more important for people to have information. I don't necessarily always have information. If they're getting it directly from an uninformed source, or they're getting it from a source that they don't really have a filter on in terms of how they take it in, it kind of becomes more propaganda, which is also true. Chance says that the passing of his mentor, Michael Hawkins, helped inspire an open mic in Chicago. And that's not as important as, you know, what he's saying. And, you know, whether or not I agree with the fact, you know how I feel, we just talked about it earlier. I do feel like his platform is a perfect platform to highlight what's going on in the world. But I do believe that it should come from an open-minded point of view, and it should be received open-mindedly and not so literal, not so closed-mindedly, and not so fucking, you know, insane as things have been. But he makes very valid points, and I just wanted to point that out because it's very true. You know, it's very true, and it's very impressive to see him step up and say, hey, this is motherfucking life, deal with it. Speaking of dealing with life and being American-born and raised, Yasin Bey, or Mos Def, as you may know him, says it's difficult to produce robust creativity in America. He explains in this article, or very briefly, he had explained why he doesn't live in America anymore. Yasin Bey is among the rare amount of American-born MMCs with a permanent residence overseas. Often a critic of the American political system and treatment of its citizens, not just black citizens, by the way, but of its citizens, the rapper, formerly known as Mos Def, recently sat down with Beats by Dre and spoke about being limited creatively in his, creatively, I just can't say words right now. I am a little buzzed. Being limited creatively in his native land. As an artist and as a human being, working in the way that I work in the world today, he explained, it's really America's a very challenging place for me. Sure, there's great business opportunities, familiarity, and all of that. But given the current social, political, economic climate, it's very difficult. Unnecessarily difficult to create to the degree of fullness, the type of robust type of creativity that I like to have. It's very difficult for me to produce that here. Bey would go on to explain that he still values his support from home, but feels he is most comfortable elsewhere. Earth is a very big and open place, he said. That doesn't mean that I don't value my family or my audience here in America. It's just that I need to take some time to put myself in environments where I felt good. Human beings are a lot more complex and dynamic than that. This guy is one thing. That girl is one thing. And my music has always been about showing that dynamic. Last year it was reported that Yesin Bey was banned from re-entering the United States for unspecified reasons. It was later found that he immigrated to Europe of his own free will and has since returned to America for performances. And, you know, I only highlight things like these to show you that I'm not the only person that believes as I do. And I know that, yeah, you're always going to find people who believe as you do and yada, 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 and bullshit and bullshit and bullshit. But, I mean, come on, man. How many times do I got to tell you? There's a lot of bullshit going on in this fucking country and no motherfuckers are paying attention to it. Not a single luxury. And you really need to, you know? You need to stand up for what you believe in. You need to watch The Crown. And when motherfuckers try to step on your toes, you need to say, fuck that. And don't let them do it. So on that note, we're going to get into Lex Lou, Ink Monster, and Why 2 with Watch the Crown. And then we're going to end today's session with Fuck That by Pure Knowledge. Hashtag segue. Hashtag you know what time it is. Come on, guys. They don't pay me enough to be as awesome as I am.
meantime. Did it cook right? Did it simmer like good to make you feel extra good to give you jitters like you shine in the spotlight? Nah, fuck that. Let me rip the show. Let somebody sound like a corpse. Yeah, I came in the role like I did before. But this time I'm gonna piss in the line. I'm thinking this is RKO show. Ha, yeah, I went there. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, you mad? Feeling salty? Need some pretzels or some ketchup? Bring it on. I see the fight in your eyes. Don't act like it's such a surprise. When I go in, nigga, I go in. And I don't come out to the beast I'm alive. Time to stand up, cause we don't give a fuck if you wanna come up. Nigga, it's my time and I'm kicking you off the podium. Don't act like you low on sodium. And you lying in front of the holy one. So I'ma take shots and I make you the holy one. Call it the bowling gun. Cause when it pops off, I'm in the gutter taking all and I stand up. Me and BK, yeah, we bosses talking. Final level Bowser status in the air. Clown trapping, dropping all of these bombs like we came from Hong Kong. Zooming into space, make them aliens sing along. Put your middle fingers up, put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up, put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up, put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up, put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that.
Fuck that, let me hear you say it one time. I'm about to come and tell them what the plus not right. I'ma have them go in one side and bring it right on back like, no, sir, not today, not yet. I don't tell everybody for what comes next. I was walking in the street and she stepped on my chains. Put this on out on my chains. Fuck your apology, come on, like God. So you think I care where you stand and you count on me. About to go barber smart to catch a body and bury the beat. It's right here in the lobby. The menace, I got it. He's spinning that lava. He's pushed up the Lego like on my day. I'ma see poppy, she calling me puppy. Want me to eat ass? I'm like, fuck that. No, sir, I don't roll that way. I'ma lead that when the cabin jakes. I be eating five-star dinners. They be eating booty flex. Truly spank, but bon appetit. I'ma just stick with that two in the pink. Get so sick, if we need in the shrink. Money like Jordan, but play like it is. Come fuck with the team and live out of your fantasy. Too good for words. Then I call me, then I'm just a prince. But I am a shit, give you the shits. But you keep on coming back and you're begging me, please. You're down on your knees and calling me a beast. Now everybody
put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up. Put your middle fingers up and say, fuck that, fuck that.
That was MOA, Pure Knowledge, fuck that. Guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in, tuning out, showing up, showing out, having fun, having a doubt? I don't know. But thank you guys for tuning in. Next up is Dutch and Royce. I almost said Dutch and Marie, because she's a part of the show, and so is a whole bunch of other people, so it wouldn't be completely ridiculous that I'd say something like that. But Dutch and Royce is up next, so stick around. Give them a listen. Thank you guys for tuning in. Feel free to follow us on the whole Twitter at it's MTN And, you know, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ it's MTN. If you want to follow me personally, though, that's real easy. You can do it on Twitter at Darkside Rules, DarkSeid. And I know it's I before E, except after me, because SEID, that's my ID. Darkside Rules. And we can just all have a good time. Look out. I'll be posting information about how you can get your music submitted and heard on the show. And you guys enjoy the rest of your day, man. Go out and see Avengers if you haven't. Go out and see Fast 7, Furious 7 if you haven't. Watch The Flash tonight if you're not already watching it. Yeah. Have a good time. Have a good night. I'm going to go play Mortal Kombat. Kick some ass. MOA, if whenever, wherever, however, bro. I'll play the game blindfolded and still whoop that ass. You know, so you're going to be my special message tonight. Pick the game up, go out, pay your bills, move, unpack all your shit, work real hard, save up that money, buy the Xbox, buy the game, put it in, sign online, find me, add me, invite me, play me, push start. Get your ass kicked, and you'll learn just how quickly for you it would be game over. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.